যে বারবেলা আপনার কথায় কেটে যেতে পারে
So, Pranavan Swami coming from Vrindavan.
Right now, yes.
Today I came to know Yarushan Maharaj came, he told that from Bhavananda Maharaj, he heard that you are in Vrindavan, yes. You are there. He phoned you to your own seat, but he did not get there. Only yesterday he heard from Bhavananda Maharaj that you are at Vrindavan. Gaur Hari Gaur, Gaur Hari Gaur.
Viraha Prakash Maharaj, he wanted to go and see Babaji Maharaj, Niskinchana Das Babaji Maharaj. He wanted
Krishna
to go and see him.
Krishna Das Babaji Maharaj, yes. He went to visit him.
Yes.
Then how he is doing?
Nice.
Krishna Das Babaji Maharaj, a little better.
Yes, his health is much better now.
He is writing letters now and then to me.
Oh, okay.
Gaur Hari Gaur. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna. I forgot about Viraha Swami Maharaj.
What? Viraha Prakash Maharaj.
He came here once, Maharaj.
His journey is
He is in South America. Along with Brahmana Swami.
Nearby.
Yes, very near to
him. Yeah.
Both of them together, they started initiating disciples. And now they are a little separate from ISKCON. But very much maintaining Prabhupada's mission.
It seems to be inevitable. Independent enterprise seems to be inevitable gradually. So, though they have taken exception to my remark that
unhappy and injudicious.
Hard act of GVC, injudicious and unfortunate. Only with a view of such future inevitability, I remark in such a way. It would have been judicious and fortunate only by expansion, by proper and economic, not very liberal, but considerate expansion, this situation could be saved, at least for years to come. That was my idea, inner idea. So I thought it injudicious. And so division is not desirable, so unfortunate. That was the basis of my, foundation of my, that stern remark.
Maharaj, it is unfortunate that some people cannot understand that a Mahabhagavat is Trikal Darshi. Actually,
Mahabhagavat is not very cheap.
No, Maharaj. There is only one at present
in
now.
This plane. In this plane, it is not very cheap. One should not have the audacity thinking in such a way. Mahabhagavat. Good Holy Word.
Yes, Maharaj, it is not cheap. That is why there is only one
Hare Krishna.
In the entire universe.
Krishna, Krishna. Gaur Hari Gaur, Gaur Hari Gaur. Let us aspire after the best. First truth, then organization. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna. Nidai, 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 Nidai. The Vrindavan Utsav ceremony has been performed with great success. He did not go to Bombay now.
No.
What about that Chaitanya Pada?
Chaitanya?
Pada. That Italian gentleman?
Chaitanya Pada.
Who was?
Yes. Oh, he won a Dika from Maharaj.
Yes, right.
Did he ever be fined again?
Or? He's in Vrindavan now.
He's in Vrindavan.
He was going to Europe.
What?
He is in his way to Europe. He's leaving India.
He wanted to go to France. I was. Hare Krishna, Gaur Hari Gaur. No news about Jayatirtha Maharaj.
Not yet. We're going to call Europe. Bhakti Charo Shami calling Europe to find out something.
What about Sarva Damodar Maharaj?
Sarva
Manipur?
He is most probably still in Manipur, Maharaj.
Mostly he's staying at Manipur.
When he comes to India, mostly he is spending time in Manipur because he has started some construction work there.
Yes. But he is meant for other sort of construction, not this brick construction. There are so many for that work. Ami Maharaj wanted him to construct a building over the tomb of Darwin.
Yes, Maharaj.
Hare Krishna. Who is he?
Akshayananda.
Akshayananda.
Maharaj, you were just saying that truth first, then organization.
Yes. The organization is necessary only to spread truth to the people for their benefit. The organization, mere organization has no value. An organization is distributing something healthy to the atmosphere. That organization is to be welcomed. Otherwise, if any organization fails to distribute truth, then it fails, it commits suicide. It fails to do its proper duty. There may be so many things, a political organization, social organization, there are many. But party or those understanding, they may appreciate by we rather want that organization mission as soon as they vanish, it is good for the country, for the people at least. Once when Prabhupada was living, something like 34 or so, 1934, in Khulna, I told one gentleman, follower of Ramakrishna Mission, big signboards there, Sevashram, this mission, all these things. The signboards are so many, big size. But if the auditor goes there, then they will prove themselves to be bankrupt. Yes. No capital, false capital. Big signboard, but capital is a false thing, a hoax. Not real wealth. So I've got no reality to distribute to the people at Bhogas, Mayabad. We help the evil diet to the patients, bad diet to the patient. That is their business. Where is the patient? Patient is within. The soul is the patient. And they are helping the body. Independent of the interest of the soul. Without caring for the interest of the soul, they are serving the body. Body. And with that help, indiscriminate help, the body is going more and more against the interest of the soul. We generally do not organize help for the gundas, but for the students, for the social workers, we organize help, but never for the gundas who are misguided. So generally all souls are misguided. They're living the life of a misguided one. And to indiscriminate help to them without changing their direction, that is to push them towards the hell. The misguided which is not the proper goal, to push that side towards the dangerous spot. So indiscriminate help in this plane is no help at all. First he must have the sammandhagyan, the good direction, the proper conception of the destination, proper. And then help will be of any use to him. Otherwise, no destination, only a whimsical group, a whimsical push may not help anyone in the way of progress. That whimsical push, no progress. At Madras, one vakil asked me, in the past, you help the patients, and past you help, and give the life and the body together, then you will talk with him about the truth, about Hari, about Krishna consciousness. But if he dies, to whom he will speak? I told, suppose there is a famine, I have got some food, I am distributing them, and so many surrounding me, innumerable, and I am distributing food. Someone runs away from the from that place. Should we? Should we stop the distribution and run after him to catch him? Or I shall continue because there are so many. And stopping that, should we run after him? So many living souls. And some dying. So I must not run after the dying man to bring him back into the body, stopping my distribution of the nectar, right? So is like that. They are asking, and they are what they conceive to be truth, that is untruth, not truth. And the second, the possessive was they have accepted as the means to help the people, that is also wrong. So wholesale is wrong. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Gaur Hari Gaur, Gaur Hari Gaur, Gaur Hari Gaur, Gaur Hari Gaur. No diagnosis, but very, very busy for treatment and diet giving. Diagnosis is the most important thing. What is amiss with us? What should be our best interest? Samambo namap life. That should be first settled. And then the question of help will come next. Whether help or not help, where is the guarantee? Is to settle. This is help and this is non-help. It must be, progress must be towards the right direction. And what is that right direction? Exploitation, maximum exploitation, skillful exploitation, irregular exploitation and regular exploitation, that is karma. And then renunciation, the opposite thing, renunciation. Exploitation and renunciation, two opposites. But a third thing must be found to conciliate the appearance of the both, but really the thing is something else. Charu Swami Maharaj asked me that in Bombay, to attract the ordinary public, we gave the name of our movement, that to harmonize karma, gyan and bhakti. Only to canvass the general public. This has been outwardly given, announced, that we want to harmonize karma, gyan, bhakti. How it is possible? I told, of course, the appearance may be kept, but in spirit that must be a quite different thing. Karma means energizing, but not for us, but for the Supreme Lord. Gyan means searching. Searching which? Not for Paramatma or Brahma even. Not for collective exploitation of nature as by science at present days. Nor for Paramatma, nor neither for Brahma. But even not for Narayana conception of the truth, but not for power, absolute, but for beauty, absolute, love, absolute. Srimad Bhagavatam has Aviskritam Jnana Virago Bhakti Saitam Nishkunmam Aviskritam Jnana Virago and Bhakti Saitam Nishkunmam Aviskritam Asinnan Supatam Vicharana Varu Bhakti Apamuchyendara. And ultimately, by our sacrifice, our surrender, our devotedness, we attain Vimuchyeta, Vimukti, Vishesh Mukti, the highest type of salvation or emancipation in the positive attainment. Not with only the end of the negative conception. Only to get out of the negative side, that is not real emancipation or liberation. To enter into the positive, safest position, that is your real self-determination in the town of Hegel. And Sarupena Bhavasthiti in Bhagavatam. mukti, the concession of mukti, hitta unyosa rupam, what is otherwise, what is not in the inner existence, but what is not within our elemental existence, but foreign thing, thrust on us. Upadhi, sarva upadhi nirmuktam, tat paratyena nirmalam. Anyata rupam, anyata rupam, that is which is otherwise, which is just like a diseased, undesirable foreign thing has come to cover me. That is upadhi. That is anyata rupam. Successfully eliminating that, we must come to a positive, proper position in the world of love and beauty. This is a very important thing, that power is not the ultimate controller, but beauty. But beauty, the control of beauty is very sweet, and that is normal, and that is natural. And the power, or evanescence, grandeur, these are all. They have become stale when Bhagavatam has come with Krishna conception of Godhead. The Narayan conception has become stale. So to say, that beauty and the love and the harmony, that is the highest thing ever discovered. Ever discovered. Sri Chaitanya Dev gave us that. Vrindavan has given us that. And Sri Krishna consciousness. Our Guru Maharaj, Swami Maharaj, wisely has given to the, announced to the world, the wide world, that Krishna conception, that is the conception of beauty, harmony, love, that is at the bottom, or at the, is the universal cause, the conception of the absolute, not anything else. Not anything else. So, with that fundamental conception, we may find a relief. We may feel that we are out of danger. We are no longer going to be a victim of power. The power in Vaikuntha, the grandeur, the power, the all-evidence, that may not be inner hankering up any substance. The beauty, that is a hopeful assurance of our highest position, charming. So Bhaktivinoda Thakur foretold that when the world scholarship will be able to understand the worth which has been given by Sri Chaitanya Dev, all religion will must vanish, cannot stand. When the conception of the Absolute is identified with beauty and love, all sorts of different conceptions cannot stand in competition. All will embrace the I want beauty, ultimate beauty, ultimate harmony, ultimate love, loving each other. If that is possible, then I don't want any other proposal. We must run towards that. The general inspiration will take us. So all other religious conception is compelled to be vanish. The scholars, it cannot appeal to the highest thinkers, highest class of thinkers. He viewed with his divine eye, the eye of his divine knowledge of Surya. Hare Krishna, Gaur Hari, Gaur Gaur Hari. So, Padhivi Tiyasi Yata Nagarari Gram, Sarvatya Pajar Hari Bemor Naam. This is not a vain declaration. There is basis, intellectual as well as intuitive foundation it has got. Gaur Hari Bol, 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 Gaur Hari Bol. Govinda Maharaj call pesan na. Besan.
Aaj barsho mare. Gari kore jemon aschilo tokhon ekta gaur gada dhor sisi gaur gada dhor aschilo. Ha? Ha? Champahati.
Aaj barsho mara dekhechi.
Ota
gande geyechen.
ভিতরে ঢুকিনি মানে গাড়ি দিয়ে যাচ্ছে
ওই রাস্তা হ্যাঁ
ওই রাস্তা পাশেই
পড়ে গৌরগর প্রাচীন সেবা
হ্যাঁ গৌরগর সেবার অধিকার কি সকলের আছে কি মহারাজ মানে সাধারণত সচরাচর দেখা যায় না গৌরগর
রেয়ারলি ডাইরেক্ট ডিসাইপল অফ গদাধর পণ্ডিত ওয়াজ বাণীনাথ হি এস্টাবলিশড দ্যাট মঠ
ও
বাণীনাথ এস্টাবলিশড দ্যাট গৌরগর And Bhaktivinoda Thakur, he was fond of Gaur Gadadhar worship in his Samadhi, in his Godrum, yes. And also in Nisinga Mandir in Jogapit, Mayapur,
yes.
Gaur Gadadhar, uh-huh. In two places. Gaur Gadadhar. And the Prabhupada also installed Gaur Gadadhar, Gadai Gauranga Math at Baliyati, Dhaka. Prabhupada established there. Mm.
Prabhupada.
Yes,
that is a complete Madhurya conception.
Yes, and more than that. That is rather separation, union and separation. Radharani, Bhava. But though he was the possessor of that wealth that was taken up by Mahaprabhu.
Yeah, right.
And he stood empty. Stood empty and falling. Following Mahaprabhu as if his heart has been stolen by him. Yes. And he cannot shun him, cannot leave him. However, Mahaprabhu is going, he is running like a poor man, who all his wealth has been stolen, with the vacant bag, not vanity bag, but vacant bag, he is running. In pursuance of Mahaprabhu, wherever he goes. That is his position. We are told that service and separation of the both, that has got greater importance than when the party is in union. Pulling them, but when they are separated, they are feeling a great pain, and the service is necessary at that time to its utmost character. So, where we find that the greatest wealth, Gadadhar Pandit Radharani, her bhav. They were very part, as if it is stolen by Mahaprabhu, snatched by Mahaprabhu, that is Krishna. And she, bereft of all her property, like a poorest of the poor, she is standing. So such a
pitiable
and pathetic, that demands service And the service would be of the greatest value. At that stage, the service would draw the greatest remuneration. Little, small service would earn much of the divine dollar.
Is that on that same point? In Antalila, Chaitanya Charitamrita, there's a section where Gadadhar Pandit is compared to Rukmini.
Yes. That is the outer aspect. Outer aspect. His bhav has been taken, emptied. Rukmini means Dakshina, not Bama. Bama type. That is little aggressive in nature and fights with the lover. And a Dakshina type, as he tolerates everything. Whatever comes, only with a defensive attitude, he stands. That is Dakshina, that is meant in Rukmini. So when the spirit of Radharani, of that opposing nature, was drawn out by Mahaprabhu, then the remaining comparison with like that of Rukmini, a passive seer, without any power to assert, only onlooker and bearing everything, a very piteous, pitiable condition. To awaken kindness and sympathy from everyone. What is he, what is she, and what is her position as now? And how his lover has taken up everything from her, looted everything from her, and is a pauper, a beggar, wandering in the street. So much looted. Radharani went looted to such a degree by Krishna, then that becomes Gadadhar, the pitiable figure. To draw sympathy. So, the wealth, of course, cannot go for forever. He is the owner, or she is the owner, provider. Cannot be far off for a long time. That must come to her again. One day, and those that are helping him in his day of distress, they will get how much remuneration at that time? When she will get back all his property? Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Hare
Krishna. In that case, Mahaprabhu's relationship with Vishnu Priya Devi and Lakshmi Priya Devi as his wedded consort.
There are Gaur Narayana, that is in Vaikuntha, that is in concerning Yugavatar, not with Radha Krishna. Not of that layer, of that plane. It is Yugavatar, connected with Yugavatar, and externally. And that Gadadhar representing the higher layer, higher plane. And they represent potency of the Vaikuntha of Yugavatar. But with a connection with that higher thing. But mostly Vaikuntha conception, Yugavatar. Lakshmi Priya, Vishnu Priya, Devi. Gaur Hari Bol, Gaur Hari Bol. So Gaur Nagar is not accepted by the bona fide school of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's followers. There is a class
Gaur Nagari.
Gaur Nagari. They think Gauranga as Krishna is given in Bhagavatam. But Vrindavan Das Thakur and the other Kavidas Goswami and the Goswami, they have rejected that sort of idea to be thrust on Gauranga. That the Brahmin is an Acharya. He has come to the work of a preceptor, so not a Nagara, not an exploiter of the Garus, as we find in Vrindavan. It cannot tell you, cannot be proper. There's a hitch, the Acharya position of an Acharya, and at the same time to play the part of a debauchee, that can't come together. The law shouldn't, the law of law shouldn't allow that. It will not have all. When one has entered the temple to worship the deity, his wife may go there to help in serving the Naivedyam and other things, to help the worship, and not to make any, to cut any joke with his, her husband in the temple. That would be Rasavas. Do you follow?
Yes,
please. A particular mood. The wife, her husband, though husband and wife, but when husband is engaged in the worshipping of the deity in the temple, wife may go there, but she will help her with the materials and other necessary things. But she won't cut any jokes with husband or any merrymaking. Cannot be possible there. So, like that. Mahaprabhu has come in a serious mood to distribute the divine love to the world, and with the name, divine name of the Lord, Krishna consciousness to pray. So he will have to take a position of a preacher, a reverend position. So these two things cannot go together. Hare Krishna.
But that is, you told us though of Narahari Sakur Thakur and his conception.
Yes, there are three sections amongst the devotees. The one looking at charmed more by Krishna Lila, another more by Gaurila, another keeping the balance. The Narahari Sarkar, they are more fond of Krishna Lila. Their vision, we don't recognize you to be a sannyasi. You are that Krishna of Vrindavan, we know you better. Here you have only got the garment, you have wrapped the garment of a sannyasi. Your external acquaintance, but really, who are you? We know well, so we don't like your this forged
identity.
We are not going to admit to that. That is their temperament. Rather, they feel much pain. What necessity that you are practicing renunciation as a sannyasi doing so much hardships, taking food and rest, bed properly. Our heart is aching. You don't care for that. How can we tolerate all these things? That would be their nature and the complaint to Mahaprabhu.
That's also the mood.
It is all same. Eh?
Jagadananda Pandit had the similar mood.
Jagadananda Pandit also, Satya Bhama. Though and Daroka conception, but he could not give up that tendency of reactionary mood against Mahaprabhu. He, in those days, 300 miles from here to Puri, one Koloski, Kolsi.
Kolsi, water pot.
Water pot, a big water pot, filled up with chandan taido, what is applied on the head, and keeps the brain cool. He took it.
Sandalwood oil.
From Bengal to Puri, and offered very modestly that I have taken it. And Mahaprabhu graciously accepts this, and he is appealing to his servant Govinda. He Govinda keep it there, and at times he will help by pressing this oil on the head. And Mahaprabhu, he cannot sleep, and he talks like a delirium. So, this sort of oil will help him a great deal. I have taken it from Sivananda. It is a genuine thing. And Mahaprabhu overheard that. What is this? Jagadananda Pandit has got a full pot of chandan oil, and his request is that you should take it now and then, a smear on the head. Then you will have a sound sleep and help to your health. No. This sandalwood, this will emit a good scent, and how the people, they will remark on me that this sannyasi, he has kept a woman. He has got a luxury. This good scented oil is puts on his head. I can't do that. Rather, it is my advice, take it to the temple of Jagannath, and there it will burn, the light will burn with this scented oil, and you will get a good benefit thereby. Govinda, give it, remove it from my room. Then Jagadananda Pandit, when it was given up by Govinda, he took it, and just coming in the front of Mahaprabhu, he pushed it to the floor. And the whole oil spread there on the earth. And then he straight went to his room and closed from inside, and took to bed for 3 days. After 3 days, when Mahaprabhu heard that Jagadananda is fasting continuously these 3 days, from the time when he has broken the pot here, then what to do? After the fourth day, Mahaprabhu went himself to him. Jagadananda, Jagadananda, rise. Open the door. Today I shall take prasadam cooked by your own hand. I would not take anywhere any prasadam. I am going, and I shall come at proper time, and I shall take my food here today, cooked by your own hand. Then what to do? Jagadananda had to rise up. He laughed his body, and he cooked and Mahaprabhu came with Govinda in time. And Govinda Maharaj. And took prasadam and he marched. Oh, very sweet. Dishes are truly very, very sweet. The cooking in a hot temper perhaps becomes more sweet. Remarking this, then you take your food now. I shall go. Before I leave the place, I want to see that you have taken food. No, Prabhu, may go. I shall take food. Of course, I must take food. Then Mahaprabhu, Govinda, you sit, take your seat there, and when he has finished his eating, you will inform me. You sit there, I am going. That is Bhamma Bhava, Apsatya Bhama. Like Satya Bhama, it was there. And the Gadadhar Pandit is just opposite. When Swarup Damodar excited him, trying to excite, Mahaprabhu is so much enraged and he is remarking on you and so harshly, why do you not also repeat the same thing to him? No, that is, how can I do that?